All right, we're live from the Illinois State Fair. It is Springfield's Morning News. I'm Greg Bishop on 92.7 WMAY. Springfield's News and Talk. Have really enjoyed our broadcast so far. It's unbelievable. It's only Wednesday. But as we do each and every Wednesday, we connect with Michelle Ohmby from the Springfield Business Journal to get an idea of what's going on in and around the Springfield business community. I'm Greg Bishop again, and Michelle joins us here. And let me patch her through. Good morning, Michelle. How are you on this Wednesday morning?
Good morning, Greg. I'm doing well, even though I can't be out at the fair with you today.
Well, I tell you, you're missing out on just absolutely incredible weather, but glad we were able to connect, and still plenty to talk about this morning, so let's get right into it. What do we have on tap for what's happening in and around the Springfield business community, in particular, something we highlighted briefly on the council roundup this morning about cannabis and growing operations, not necessarily getting approval to change some setbacks at the city council? What happened last night?
Right. Of course, this has been a hot topic lately, as you mentioned, because of the ordinance that was discussed at last night's council meeting. But the issue is actually a lot bigger than that. And tomorrow's Illinois Times is going to have a cover story on the really focusing on the business of cannabis and specifically what that looks like here in Springfield. Because in addition to the craft grow operations that were recently licensed by the state and are now looking for places to land, there are four different dispensaries looking to locate in Springfield. In addition to, of course, we have three within city of Springfield limits, and then one in Grandview, which is actually the one in Grandview. Maribus has filed a zoning petition to relocate out to North Dirksen Parkway. But, you know, this is big business. Even though it's only been legal in Illinois for a couple years, adult use cannabis sales are up 50% over the last fiscal year, going from $1 billion to $1.5 billion. And, of course, that also means a lot of tax revenue for various municipalities. So I think the zoning issue that Springfield was looking at is probably the first of many issues they're going to have to grapple with down the road as this starts to become more and more popular.
Yeah, no question. I think we haven't heard the last of the concerns that there are, but also we haven't heard the last of the amount of revenue that's going to be generated, not just for these businesses, but also for the state and local governments that have taxes on the sale of cannabis. We're talking with Michelle Ohmby, the publisher of the Springfield Business Journal, here with Springfield's Morning News. Something else, too, is a new eatery opening up. And we talked with Dustin Coons not too long ago, and from my understanding, he's also looking for employees as they prepare to open a new location here near Shields. What's going on with Legacy Point Eatery?
Right, as you said, I think he actually has several hiring events taking place this week, but a lot popping out in Legacy Point. Of course, we had Casa Real relocating. I checked in with Jose yesterday, and he says that they're hoping to be open soon, still working on their remodeling and construction. And then, as you said, Dustin Coons is working on remodeling the old Fox Run location. He's a pretty well-known name in the restaurant industry. He worked at Findlay's Tap House and then more recently at Sangamo Brewing Company in Chatham. And now he's gone out on his own. And they're going to do a lot of vegetarian options, some artisan gluten-free flatbreads, you know, some more specialty items. They're going to have the stone-baked pizzas, and just from what they posted on their Facebook, it looks pretty enticing. So a couple new restaurants coming to the Legacy Point area within the next month or so.
Michelle Ohmby is with us. We're live from the Illinois State Fair for Springfield's Morning News on 92.7 WMAY, Springfield's News and Talk. And Michelle will tell people how they can get their hands on the latest Springfield Business Journal. But let's talk about another operation that's going to be happening here in the former Kiku location. What's going on with Sherry Pan?
Yeah, a lot of folks were disappointed last fall when Sherry Pan announced she was closing down Kiku Japanese Steak and Seafood House over there on Lindbergh Boulevard. But she said even at the time that it was just a temporary closure. Well, now she has leased out her former space. Some signage has appeared for Hot Pot and Barbecue Buffet, although no word on when that's going to be open for business. But Sherry confirms she has leased that space, and she's still planning to reopen, though. She says she's just looking for a smaller spot. That other building is very large. It's about 8,500 square feet, and especially with staffing issues and things like that, she was just struggling to be able to keep up. So she says she's looking for about 2,000 to 3,000 square feet to be able to reopen in the near future.
Michelle Ombies, the publisher of the Springfield Business Journal. And finally here, let's talk about how people can get their hands on the Springfield Business Journal and especially how they can help the Springfield Business Journal with nominations for this year's 15 Under 15 Awards.
Yes, you can go to springfieldbusinessjournal.com and sign up for BizBytes. That's our weekly newsletter that's free of charge. And while you're there, just click on the awards tab and submit your nomination for 15 Under 15. Monday is the deadline to do that. So if you know an outstanding small business with 15 or fewer employees that deserves to be recognized, just take a few minutes to tell us about them, and the winners will be profiled in an upcoming issue of the Business Journal.
And if people need to get their hands on the Springfield Business Journal, again, tell us how people can do that.
Definitely springfieldbusinessjournal.com. You can also sign up for the print edition if you want to make sure you get it delivered to your home or office.
Michelle Ombie, thank you so much for taking time with us. We'll connect again next week for the Springfield Business Journal's update of what's going on in and around the Springfield business community. It's right here with Springfield's Morning News. I'm Greg Bishop on 92.7 WMAY, Springfield's News and Talk. We'll talk next week, Michelle.
Thanks, Greg.
All right, that's all I've got for you today here live from the Illinois State Fair. Greatly appreciate everybody tuning in. It's been a jam-packed show this morning, and we've got a whole bunch more to get to into next broadcast, which is Thursday, and then Friday. We're going to wrap things up here live from the fair.